Process number 10, the placemat process. When to use this process? When you want to more effectively utilize your universal manager. When you want to create your own reality more through the flowing of energy. When you want to create your own reality less through the offering of your own action. When you feel you have too much to do. Or when you want more time to do more things that bring you pleasure. Current emotional set point range. This placemat process will be of the most value to you when your emotional set point is ranging somewhere between passion, number 2, and number 11, overwhelmment. If you're not sure what your current emotional set point is, review the insert enclosed with this recording and scan the 22 categories on the emotional guidance scale. As Jerry and Esther's life evolved and as their ideas and projects expanded, Esther began carrying a notebook that contained her list of things she needed to do. The list had evolved to several pages and was comically called Things to Do Today. Well, 10 people could not have accomplished this list in only one day. With each new entry to her list, Esther felt heavier and less free. Because of her desire to be of value, and because of her willing nature, she had created a huge sense of responsibility, and her feeling of freedom was being crushed by the weight of it. Sitting in a restaurant and waiting for their meal to be delivered to the table, Esther pored through the pages of her list. Occasionally, she would cross off something already accomplished, and immediately, with each omission, she would think of 3 more items to add to the list. As a sense of hopelessness washed through her, she asked us, "Abraham, what should I do?" "Take this large paper placemat," we explained, "and we will guide you. Draw a line down the center of your placemat, and as a heading on the left side of the line, write, 'Things I will do today.' As a heading on the right side of the line, write, 'Things I would like the universe to do.' Now, looking over your long 'Things to Do Today' list, select only those things that you absolutely intend to do this day. Things you feel you must do. Things you really want to do. Select only those things that, no matter what, you intend to do today, and enter them on the left side of your placemat beneath the heading, 'Things I will do today.' And now, enter all other tasks on the universe's side of your placemat." Esther looked over the list and chose a handful of things that she really did need to do on this day, and she entered them on her side of the placemat. And then she began transferring her long list of the remaining important tasks to the universe's side of the placemat. One by one, she transferred her tasks to the right side of the line, and as each task was transferred, she felt lighter. We explained to Esther that in order to achieve anything, she has only 2 things to accomplish. She must identify her object of desire, and then she must get out of the way of letting it happen. In other words, ask, and then find a way of achieving a vibration that allows it, because it is always given whenever you ask. As Esther had been poring over her long list of responsible tasks, she was certainly amplifying the asking part of the equation, but her confusion and feelings of overwhelmment were certain emotional indicators that she was not in the vibrational state of allowing in what she had been asking for. During the process of transferring these items to the universe's side of the placemat, her resistance began to soften, and her vibration began to lift. And while she did not realize it in that moment, her point of attraction had shifted, and she had begun immediately to allow the realization of her desires. What Esther experienced in the next few days left her feeling amazed. Not only was she able to easily accomplish her own short and manageable list, but the items on the universe's side of the placemat were accomplished too, but without requiring Esther's time, attention, or action. People she had been unable to reach by telephone called her. Employees on her staff felt inspired to assist in some way, and they would accomplish something that was on Esther's list and then report it to her after it was done, without Esther's attention or request. Time seemed to stretch to allow more to be accomplished, and her timing with people and places and traffic improved dramatically. The placemat process caused Esther to focus her desires more specifically and, for the first time, to release her resistance regarding the same. For when you ask, it is always given, but you do have to let it in. Abraham, speak to us more about the placemat process. Very often, whenever Esther and Jerry are having lunch, Esther gets a big piece of paper from her purse, and then they draw a line right down the middle of the paper. On the left side, they write, "Things to do today, Jerry and Esther." And on the right side of the paper, they write, "Things to do, universe." On their side of the page, they write the things they plan to take action on that day. On the other side, they write what they would like the universe to act upon. Esther has always been a big maker of lists. She often has about 10 days' work on her things to do today list. And very often the list has served as an excuse to become overwhelmed. In other words, with so many things to do that she cannot possibly accomplish, the things to do today list has sort of dragged her down. But what she's discovering now is that she only puts on her list what she really intends to do. And in that way, there's very little resistance, even with respect to the things she's going to do. And anything else that she wants to do, whether it is today, a year from today, or 10 years from today, she writes on the right side of the list and allows the universe to deal with it. As they left the restaurant one day, Jerry said, "Do you want to take that placemat with you?" And Esther replied, "This is the best part. There's no follow-up." She left the list on the table. She left it there for the universe to deal with. There is no follow-up, you see. Not anything for her to drag around and hound herself about. And so these are the sorts of things that you're doing there when you understand that there's this constant, steady stream of well-being flowing to you. In the moment that you say, "I prefer," or "I like," or "I appreciate," or "I want," the heavens part for you, and the non-physical energies in that instant begin orchestrating the manifestation of your desire. In that instant, faster than you can speak it, the energy begins to flow, and circumstances and events, in an orchestration that we cannot begin to describe, begin to fall into place in order to give you exactly what you want. And if it were not for your resistance, things would happen really fast. Are you clear about what you want? You do not have to keep telling the universe what you want. You only have to tell the universe once. But the advantage of continuing to talk about it is that you get clearer about it. Usually, you cannot clearly articulate everything you want with your first statement. So, the more you talk about it, the more you fine-tune it. But as you say, "I want it," the universe begins manifesting it. And then when you say, "I would like it to be this way," the universe modifies that. You say, "And a little bit of this would be nice," and the universe, you see what we're getting at? And once you're clear about what you want, once you have zeroed in on it and you know what you want, it is on its way to you. It's done. The manifestation of it will probably follow later, however, because most often there's enough resistance that you will not receive it instantly. This is the end of CD number 2.